ladies and gentlemen. In the blue corner, Matthew Toronto. And in the red corner, Chris Seward. Let's keep it clean. Now come out boxing.
It's Bit Fight. So put up your fists. It's Bit Fight. Matthew versus Chris. And you choose who you think is right. So it's time to duke it out. Bit Fight.
All right, stop the music. Chris, I'm calling you out.
Me? What?
You took me out last time. You got more votes. Oh. And now I'm bitter about it.
Yeah.
Well, I've prepared. I've been doing the Rocky training montage. I've been doing the steps, chasing the chicken. So I'm ready to take you out, because today's Bit Fight is all about a game that's very near and dear to my heart. And it's a bit of a controversial game, so it makes a good choice for a Bit Fight. It's The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Now, Skyward Sword has its detractors, but its issues are overblown. Now, here's why it's not only a good Zelda game, but a great one. Link is more athletic than ever, finally. He can run, he can make bigger jumps, he can dash up short ledges. These are small additions, but they're important ones in making it more fun to explore the world. No more rolling around everywhere. There are charming side quests, there's NPCs all over Skyloft. These are some really fun and funny scenarios that I think, you know, a lot of people don't remember. Beatrice's crush on Link, you having to string her along or break up with her. Fledge having this sort of Neville Longbottom-esque character transformation from a wimp to this champion. You can give Colin's love letter to the hand toilet from Majora's Mask, but then it falls in love with him and is like caressing him at night and he's like, eh. And then, what else? Oh, the visuals. They keep the character and the charm of Wind Waker with the detail and lived-in feel of Twilight Princess. Best of both worlds. This is the first Zelda with an orchestrated soundtrack, which is a big deal. Not every song's a winner, but there's a lot of really good ones. Romance theme, Fi's theme, Ballad of the Goddess, Girhim's theme, Lanayru Desert, Skipper's Home, and the final battle. And speaking of Lanayru Desert, that's like my favorite Zelda environment of all time. You could build an entire game around the concept of time shift stones, and they're handled wonderfully. They're the perfect fusion of storytelling and gameplay and puzzles. This area filled me with intrigue constantly and told an incredible story subtly just through the gameplay. The sand ocean was a highlight. There's an upgrade and crafting system, it's addictive and it's surprising for Zelda. It delivers all sorts of incremental upgrades to your main rotation of tools, plus the RPG-like metal system that increases your parameters based on what you have equipped. Not only do these fix the economy, which is a big problem in Zelda, but they give players some agency in what they want to focus on. You can have a choice. You can customize your character a little bit. This is the first Zelda game to have a hard mode, which is nice. The environments, honestly, they're lacking a little bit in exploration, but they benefit from more Metroid-style approach to design. The main outdoor areas feel like dungeons in and of themselves, and they require a lot of pathfinding and puzzle solving to make it through. I thought the Silent Realm was cool. I thought there's the best Zelda in the series. She's very likable, she has chemistry with the cast, and even a couple of tearjerker moments. And Kolokthos and the Ancient Cistern were just terrific boss and dungeon combo.
Oh, you got me there, Matthew. But I'm gonna set you straight, so put up your dukes.
Oh, they're up, buddy.
Skyward Sword feels like a Christmas present that you think is gonna be awesome, but ends up being lame. The game tries to have its cake and eat it too, with cel-shaded graphics and a visual style that's less detailed than Twilight Princess and less expressive than The Wind Waker, which means it's generally colorful but forgettable. Speaking of forgettable, most of the areas are dull and lifeless, with little in the way of side quests aside from all the nonsense you have to collect to upgrade your gear. There's a couple of neat characters in Groose, Impa, and Zelda, but the villain's really lame and the story's pretty flimsy. And for having such a flimsy story, the story sequences are really long. Every time you talk with someone, there's about 100 dialogue boxes, half of which come from your good old buddy Fi. Who on earth thought making your sidekick such a chatterbox was a good idea? I can't remember a single time Fi told me something I didn't already know. If they took out Fi and slimmed down some of the cutscenes, this game would be a good deal more fun. It just wouldn't drag so much. You know, the music is really forgettable. I can only remember like one song out of the game because it was in Smash Brothers. If I wanted their struggle with controls while playing a game, I'd play Kid Icarus Uprising, which is a way better game. The controls only seem to work like, okay, maybe half the time they work pretty well. But whenever you're struggling to hit at a certain angle, I find that to be very annoying. The exploration in the game is very weak. Whereas in most Zelda games, you have a big open overworld to explore, Skyward Sword promised to have the sky, where you can fly around on your big bird. That made me think of a game like Skies of Arcadia Legends, where the overworld is the sky, but it's really expansive and there's lots of things to explore and find. But in Skyward Sword, there's just a bunch of little rocks floating in the air and they have like treasure chests on them once in a while. That's about it. There's like two or three points of interest, and once you go to them once, you're pretty much done with them. So instead of being able to actually traverse the world on foot or on Epona, you have to fly down to the clouds and then drop into this little area that is segmented away from all the other areas. So not only is the flying kind of weak, the exploration's weak. And the dungeons are, they're okay, but they're forgettable. The dungeons in other Zelda games are better on average, I would say. The combat's okay, but I feel like the controls held it back, and if the hardware had been a little better with the Wii Remote Plus, the combat could have been a lot more fun.
And he comes swinging with a counterpunch. All right, Chris. It's time for the final round. So get ready, because here I come.
Bring it on.
Okay, so admittedly, Fi is a problem, but so is Navi. And unlike Navi, Fi actually delivers this really emotional payoff for her weird personality during the ending. I thought the controls were pretty good. They worked about 80-85% of the time for me. And I think Twilight Princess was getting a little stale, so it was nice to have that extra bit of, you know, horizontal and vertical slashes, and rolling bombs was really fun. I thought the main quest, while it lacked exploration, so did Majora's Mask, and the benefit there was in the interacting with NPCs, moving around the sky, and doing the side quest for both games. So yeah, game's still great.
Ooh, Majora's Mask, that's a low blow, ouch. Yeah, the characters are alright, but they could have done so much more. The game could have been so much more than it is. A lot of the story stuff you're mentioning, I mean, I think you're focusing on strong parts at the expense of the big picture. The story was flimsy, forgettable, and Majora's Mask actually had a lot of exploration. In each area, you know, was fun to explore. You're right, the overworld itself was pretty small, but each individual area had plenty to explore. And the exploration is the most important part of Zelda, and the fact that this game didn't have good exploration is a big strike against it.
All right, and that wraps up another Bit Fight. Let us know what you think in the comments. Do you agree with me or Chris? And who do you think made the better argument?
Me. It's me.
So until next time. Hey, oh, also, we have plans to kind of carry this out with like a championship belt, and whoever wins it has to then, you know, keep it while the other guy tries to get it back through other topics and other Bit Fights. So keep your eyes open for more Bit Fights. And don't forget to vote!
Yeah, and eventually we'll do a recap episode for the previous fights to really tally up the wins and losses between the two of us.
That's right. Alright, thanks for joining us.
See you next time on Bit Fight!
Bit Fight!